Hello and a warm welcome to this brand new series, AI Unplugged, where we unravel the world of fintech for you. In today's world, commerce is fast, complex, and data heavy. You can shop at the click of a button, but when you press pay, you rarely understand how your money moves. At today's scale, merchants who handle various payment channels at once can struggle to decipher the data goldmine they own. Because now, payments are not just records, but insights that guide decision making. This is why fintech providers are racing to build AI-led systems that offer end-to-end solutions to businesses. In this series, we will discover what goes into creating a robust payment software infrastructure and how exactly it works. We will examine the changes already set in motion in India's fintech space and plot how innovations will shape our future. In this episode, we'll explore the synergy between engineers and AI, a synergy that not only accelerates product development, but also delivers solutions that create impact. Our guests today, Chaitanya Malik, software developer, and Anupam Kumaria, Associate Product Manager at SubPesa, India's leading payment gateway, can testify to the fact that AI-enhanced coding has unbeatable outcomes. From building new products to transforming legacy ones, we will find out what role AI plays in the creative process and address the controversial question, will AI replace developers, and many other things. Welcome to the show, Anupam and Chaitanya. Delighted to have you here.
Thank you for having us, Gaurav.
Thank you.
Anupam, first to you. You know, let's start off with something very basic, but also very foundational. It's about payments infrastructure in India. And, you know, if you look at the last 6-7 years, mostly in the last 4-5 years, payments infrastructure in India has undergone a massive transformation. We also have UPI at play now, where billions of transactions take place at the click of a button. But payments infrastructure in India is built on what foundation, if I were to ask you, because you have a front row seat, you are at the forefront of ushering in this transformation as a practitioner. And if you look at, you know, the legacy systems that we're working, actually traces back to the 90s. From there till now, what are the modern stacks that we have actually been able to develop? And tell us something about it.
First of all, thank you. So, as you said, rightly said, that the payment infrastructure is way too complex for each and everyone to understand. The basic things that we do not notice when we, pay, like do a payment or a QR or through a link or when we go to e-commerce site, is the only thing that we see is money being deducted from my account and then getting credited to somebody else. But there is a lot more complexity in between, a lot of nodes in between, like there are payment gateways, there are payment aggregators, and then there are networks, payment networks like Visa, MasterCard, that facilitates these transactions between issuing bank and acquiring banks. Payment processors, and a lot more. So, in a nutshell, all this, you know, legacy system that you talked about, that built over, you know, the development was done in layers of history. So we started in form of, you know, the language COBOL was used and XML formats were used. And now we are just, you know, going way past beyond all the, you know, the tech is changing every 6 months, from, you know, text-based integrations for the merchants to API-based integrations. Like, a lot have changed.
You know, what was SubPesa's stack before this transformation took place?
So SubPesa's stack was no different. So I'll just show you some light on what kind of merchants we had. So initially, SubPesa brought a very niche product into the market that was not there till then, which was a challan system, in which that was an offline payment mode. Due to that, we had to partner. So by the virtue of this product, we had to partner with PSU banks. And by the virtue of these partner banks, we had PSUs and government education clients or merchants with us.
There's a lot of history that goes behind, as you said, that in the front end, we don't develop, we don't realize as consumers that the kind of work that goes behind it. And it's a complex system that has been made far, far more efficient now. Chaitanya, you know, there are tools for AI developers. There's Copilot, there's Claude, there's Cursor, etc., etc. What actually work and what's overhyped?
So if you see, there are a lot of tools coming nowadays and every company is going before like creating agents or coding. Mm-hmm. So basically, Copilot is just nothing but a fancy, just autocomplete, but it's not, it does not have that much power. But if you will see Claude Code or Codex, which is built by OpenAI and Claude, they are very good. Like like 12 months before, like I had to code manually. Now I don't have to code manually. I just have to tell Claude Code or Codex what to do and it will do it for me. Like before, it almost took 12, but took 1 year to build. Now takes only 1 week. So that's the power of Claude Code or Codex. You just have to tell them what to do and you just have to review what they have done. So that gives you 10x power than what you had before.
You know, Anupam, there is the big question that is doing the rounds and it's, you know, dominating everyone's mind. It's been a dominating public discourse across the world. Is AI going to take away the jobs of developers? What is your own experience? What is your own view? Because we have seen several companies, very large, even small, medium, actually cut staff. And that is a lived reality now, and that is a reality that we cannot ignore. But what has been the supply-side experience?
According to me, the AI is not here to take jobs or anything. I think AI as less as artificial intelligence, more as assistive intelligence. From the perspective of an organization or from the perspective of other departments that an organization has, the AI gives the power to the user of exploring different domains, and it gives like a peer programmer with you, peer researcher with you, that is already always there with you. For, you know, you do not have to, if you have an idea in your mind at 2 a.m. in the night, you do not have to call your tech teams and discuss, brainstorm about the feasibility of whether this product or whether this solution is can be made or not. You can do the basic 80%, 70% things on your own by just answering, asking the right questions to AI. So that being said, it's also the art of prompting that each developer or each user AI has to learn, where if the power is in your hand, you should know where to guide it and what kind of questions to ask, or else it might take you somewhere you do not want to go.
Absolutely. The art of prompting is the kind of holy grail, as it were, that people are trying to master in this world of AI. But Chaitanya, if I may come to you, let's talk a little bit about payment routing. And is payment routing multiple gateways, and there are different success rates, different failure rates. What are the costs and how do you even approach it to actually, minimize the failure rates and enhance the success rates?
So like years ago, when a company had to do payments, they had to do like integrate many payment gateways at the same time. So they had to do a lot of development because of that. So like they will integrate Subpesa, Razorpay, Paytm, all of them under their payment system. And they had to do it manually, like which payment gateway should be active at which time to get the highest success rate and which payment gateway will cut lesser charges from you. So that has to be that had to be done manually before. But now we have created exchange. Subpesa has created exchange, which is created only in 3 weeks, which would have been like taken around a year or a 2 year before and only done in 3 weeks. Now it combines all the payment gateways under our code and we do like routing through machine learning algorithms. So it will automatically decide like where to route the traffic at which time, so that you, the user which is using the payment service or payment orchestrator of SubPaisa, they do not have to manually decide like at what time which payment gateway has to be used for the highest success rate and for the lowest charges. So that we have achieved in only 3 weeks.
Absolutely. You know, Anupam, you have worked with squads and you form squads. So it's essentially you build teams that function efficiently. Tell us something about it. How does it work, in the, particularly specifically in the area that you're working and you're trying, and the problems that you're trying to solve?
So I'll just reflect back on the pre-AI times, how we used to work as PMs. So basically, you know, the journey of a product or solution was to identifying a problem that the merchant wants, then, you know, building a solution on top of it, getting it reviewed by leaderships and, you know, phasing it out in form of sprints. Mm-hmm. So you had squads there as well, but they followed sprints.
Right.
Now, with this AI transformation, this sprint was not making sense at all, because the sprint in itself at least takes 15 days or so for making a unique feature. But here we are, you know, making that feature in a couple of hours because of the power of the AI. So, how we are doing it, we are trying to do. So, of course, it all started with our leadership giving us a hackathon projects and, you know, hackathons throughout the organizations. But now it is shaping up really nicely in terms of product managers taking a hold of what has to be built.
But are decision making different now?
Yes, of course. So, as I was saying, the squad has been given a lot of power due to this. Previously, there were there was a creative control for them, where whatever has been given to them, they have to you know, do only that, because there was a time limit to that, to all the tasks that has to be performed. Mm-hmm. But now what has happened is they have started to emerge as product owners and come up with their own solutioning, come up with an end-to-end holistic view of what has to build and why we are building it.
Anupam, you know, a young developer watching this episode, watching you talk, what is that one piece of advice that you will give?
So, for starters, I would say that the myth that we talked about, that AI is here to take our jobs, to take our responsibility, do not. I would wish that more people would know this, that, you know, it's just a saying and it's just a myth. You know, the generation that is coming up should consider AI as a very young intern, which is able to do all their tasks if they ask the task correctly. So if they give a right, you know, task to the intern, it will go, you know, above and beyond to get that thing done. From the perspective of a, you know, product manager, I would say that learning new technologies is no more flex. Because, you know, you can write any kind of code in of like in any language in a matter of minutes. So people should go forward to clear the chaos with the help of clarity. So build the clarity, see what is wrong, what not to touch, what to build.
You know, Chaitanya, this is the final question, and it's something very individual, is that every engineer goes through a moment where you almost break down, and there is something, you know, you just throw up your hands in despair and despair gets the better of you. What's your that moment and how did you deal with it?
So some months back at night, when our system is live all the time, of course we are processing transactions, a lot of them, an intern did a commit which like broke some of the transactions and the database wasn't updated with it. So at that time, I went to AI for it. Like, what should I do? I was like, I was not able to sleep because of that. Because like, if our database is corrupted, then like, customer have lost their money and we have also lost our money.
Mm.
So AI gave us a solution to recover them through like a tool, Binlog, in which like the entries are there, and we were able to recover because of AI. And that's when it struck me that now a team of like a team of thousands is not required. Now only team of 10 or some small stitch teams can take down a company which is of 100 people or 1,000 people. A 100 people company who are using AI very well can take down a company of 1,000 which are not using AI at all or are not good at it.
Mm.
So that is going to be the future, and that's how like Subpesa is going to be.
Absolutely. Very well said. The risks are enormous, but there is always a way to hedge those risks and ring fence those risks. You need to master the art of prompt and also basically use AI in the most efficient way. Thank you so much, Chetan and Anupam, for your deep insights and perspectives on a range of issues and for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us this afternaul.
Happy to be here, Gaurav.
Happy to be.
So that was the development story. X-Chain in weeks, not months, reinvented. Legacy rebuilt while running. But speed without direction leads to missed opportunities. What do you build when you can build anything? In the next episode of AI Unplugged, we will decode what it means to build for the future. Until then, take care and stay tuned. Thanks for watching.